Tannen Behnke of the Peace River United Way. Thank you very much for joining us this morning. Tannen, you've got a campaign with the United Way that's going on in the area in the first week of December, if I'm not mistaken.
Yeah, we sure do. So the United Way is looking to expand its reach into our area, into the more sort of remote locations, not just the major urban centers. So they do have a campaign going on throughout the holiday season. We have a one-day only 50-50 that will be happening on December the 3rd. Starts at 6 a.m. It launches at 6 a.m. It closes at 11:59 p.m. with the draw being on December 4th. And we're looking at maxing out our prize payout, which would be about $500,000.
Oh, very nice. Very nice. Where can people purchase to get in on the 50-50?
So it will be an online event. The promotions for that will be coming out soon. So keep your eyes open on social media. All of us with the campaign board will be looking to promote and share those as well to get the word out. Obviously, it's a one-day only event, so it's something that we'll have to work pretty hard at getting the word out.
Mm-hmm. Tannen, I'm understanding also with the United Way itself, the volunteers are needed maybe in the area, are they not?
You know what? Volunteers are always needed in organizations like this. So, I mean, the United Way is no different. We're always looking for people to reach out, people to lend a hand during certain times of the year where there's different events going on. So, yeah, I would definitely encourage anybody that's interested to contact the United Way for Alberta Northwest if they're interested in helping.
Tannen, I understand also that there is maybe some, perhaps, some gaps and issues in the area that the United Way might help with in northwestern Alberta and in the area. What are some of those issues that the United Way can help in?
You know what, there's a lot. The United Way, speaking from personal experience, I always sort of thought was an urban-centered initiative, and I've learned through the Northwest Alberta United Way that they are looking to look into the more remote rural areas like Peace River and our surrounding communities. And we have gaps. We have, you know, soup kitchens and food banks and shelters. We have individuals who need assistance with utility bills and rent. We have students that need help with school supplies and backpacks, groceries, medications, all of that stuff. The United Way helps in a lot of different ways. They have an emergency fund. They provide backpacks to our region every school year. They've supplied mats for the out-of-the-cold shelter, and they've supplied some very significant and timely funding for the soup kitchen for ourselves over the last few years that has allowed us to keep our doors open and to keep offering the services that we offer. So there's a lot of areas where the United Way can help, and they really do want to reach out and they want to help more. So I'm just trying to help get the word out so that people understand that the United Way is in our community, is in our region, and we just really want to help them to grow and expand what they're able to do.
How much of the United Way, as far as programs and nonprofits are concerned, that funds go to the area, how much are they benefiting from you?
Well, I mean, I can speak specifically to the soup kitchen, as that's the exposure that I've had to them. And I mean, probably in the last 2 to 3 years, the funding that we've received from the United Way has literally been the difference between us keeping our doors open or not. So it is significant. When we first decided to reach out to the United Way, to be honest, I thought maybe it was a bit of a Hail Mary pass, just in that I did not know if the United Way reached out into the smaller communities or if they were more urban focused. And we were pleasantly surprised that they do reach out and that, in fact, they actively are trying to reach out. So, I mean, speaking from personal experience, they've been tremendous. They genuinely want to make a difference.
How underrated, I guess, is the United Way with its campaigns, especially with the fact that sometimes the United Way is not necessarily the first organization that everybody thinks of?
Well, and I mean, in the smaller communities, we typically create our own network of support systems, the soup kitchen, the shelter, those types of things. And I mean, most people, if they're anything like me, see the United Way as a very large and you know, more urban-focused initiative. And I think what we need to do is just to reach out and ask the questions, and we will find that people do want to work regionally and in the north, and in Alberta, but, you know, in the north specifically, that's a very common practice. practice is to work regionally and try to get more accomplished and leverage the funds and the expertise that an organization like the United Way has.
How has the response been from the organizations in the area over the last little while?
It's been good. I mean, it's just like anything. We're having to reach out. We're having to let people know that the United Way is here in Peace River and in the region, and that they want to help, and just to encourage people to reach out, not just on the side of, you know, needing funds, but also on how we can help the United Way, how we can grow the giving. They've got a lot of unique programs tailored to small businesses that really make it easy for you to make contributions to the United Way that do come back to our community and help our local population.
We're keeping our fingers crossed for the campaign that's going on, especially with COVID running rampant right now. Are you anticipating a good week?
Well, I sure hope so. I sure hope so. You know, I think, I don't want to speak out of turn, but I think this is the first time they've done something like this, definitely online. And obviously COVID is pushing all of us to reevaluate how we approach fundraising and how we approach the campaign in general. And I just think that, you know, this is a unique opportunity, and it's a fun fundraiser. And I mean, there could be a really significant payout right before Christmas. So I hope it works, and I hope we can get the word out, and I really hope we can show the United Way that the Peace Country supports them.
Tannen, I appreciate your time. Thank you very much.
You're very welcome.